Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, what's
up? Here we go.
Yeah, ace. It is time to move on. Your morning dump, part duh. Here we go.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump part duh, brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today. Pump that septic. 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump, 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 pump. Ow, I think I hurt myself on that one.
God. Popped a vein.
So, Hunter, big day today. It's International Fanny Pack Day.
Oh, nice. You know what? Come on, guys. Why do they got to be so... You know, I love the fanny pack. Give guys something at least. You girls got purses. Come on.
Look, here's what I don't understand is that at one point, fanny packs were stylish as hell. You'd almost be out of place if you weren't rocking the fanny pack. And now...
Dude, you know what? You know what fanny pack I absolutely love? What? The one that looks like a belly. Have you seen that one?
Oh, yeah. Doesn't our friend Bree have one of those? It's fantastic.
Yes.
Dude. It's fantastic. It looks like a big hairy belly, and you see the belly button and everything.
From a distance, you're like, damn.
I don't care if it's neon green or plaid or whatever. Mm-hmm. We need to accept the fact that it is a perfectly viable way to haul stuff. Guys, girls, children, old people. It's perfect. It's right there. You don't have to have stuff in your pockets. I mean, it's just great. And we need to stop the fanny pack shaming, folks. We have to.
Here's another thing about fanny packs, too, is I discovered this because I was going to get one for a vacation we were going on. Dude, they're expensive. Much like Crocs, you think they're going to be cheap. No, fanny packs aren't cheap.
Here's what you got to do. You got to go find yourself like a store, like a Goodwill, okay? Mm-hmm. And you can find ones that people have just thrown to the curbside because they're just like, ha, get out of here, fanny pack. And a poor fanny pack needs a fanny to pack, okay? Now, do you wear yours front, back, or side? That's the question.
Dude, it depends on what day it is, how I'm feeling that day. I wear it all different types of ways. On the side, up front,
and see,
backwards.
I'm a strictly a side rocking fanny pack guy. I think it's stylish. I kind of put a little sag to it, so it's kind of like an old Wild West. Like it's like my six shooter. You know what I mean? That's where I keep it.
It's like your gun holster, right?
Yeah. So anyway, you've heard it here first, folks. Brock and Hunter support fanny packs, and we're gonna bring. Maybe that's what we should give away for another prize is like Plan B Morning Show fanny packs. Mm-hmm.
I like that. Yeah. Instead of the hats, you know, the hats off to the workforce. Fanny packs off to the workforce.
That's fantastic.
Get your Plan B fanny pack.
And it's got the word fanny in it, which is funny, man. It's great. It's British for vagina.
Bring back fanny packs. Bring back fanny packs.
It's so stupid. Lastly, apparently over the pandemic, we've just been going to town on ourselves. That's right. Mm-hmm. According to a new survey, one of the main ways we spent extra time at home is just...
Rubbing one out.
Just cranking down on ourselves. Guys and girls. And the numbers, honestly, I don't even want to read the numbers because they're disturbing how much we're actually getting it on with ourselves, buddy.
Which is wild, too. The study is only from people 75 and above.
Oh,
it's kind of gross.
Why would you do that? Why? This is a family show, Grandma.
She's a super spreader.
It's one of those things where, I mean, we've had more downtime, and you're sitting there scrolling through the internet. You're like, well, I might as well, you know.
Doesn't take much either. Just like an ad with like a MILF on it or something, you know.
Anything gets me going, man. I was watching Space Jam the other day, and Lola Bunny got me revved up, man.
All right.
Hunter, have your numbers gone up? Have they? I mean, they were already
triple,
pretty high. Triple digits. You've hit the triples.
Did you notice I was breathing hard as we got into this break?
For God's sakes, we're trying to get a show done here. So, folks, we understand it's good for clearing the head and burning some energy, but every once in a while, just step away from the lotion, step away from the tissues.
You know what they should do? They should make a Fitbit for that. You know, you put it on your wrist and
the damnedest thing is my fanny pack was only filled with lotion and tissues. It's the weirdest thing. What do you use that fanny pack for?
20,000 strokes in today.
Right there. Yeah. All right. There you go. That is your Morning Dump part two. We'll be back.